Blog Talk Radio.
Destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, who is filling in for your regular host, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. Announcements. Look for Amazing Grace School of Ministry. Classes will start back in the fall, but you can still listen to previous lessons by contacting Dr. Maria Carey by email at drcareyphd@yahoo.com. For more information regarding the lesson or classes, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Tune in for an exciting lesson in the Vacation Bible Series, Truth, Justice, and Power. The fifth is titled, Praising God with a New Step. The fourth lesson was, Worship Anchors Our Souls. The third lesson was, God's Justice and the Burning Bush. The second lesson was, Intercessory Prayer, Hezekiah's Prayer Model. The first lesson was, Depend on God, Joseph's Blessings. Tune in to hear another exciting lesson in this series, Truth, Justice, and Power. Praise God with a new step, Psalms 52 and 9 states, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. We praise God for the things that he has done. Let's praise him. Let's read the topic scripture. Acts 3, 1 through 10, and this is the King James Version. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. And he leaped up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. In today's lesson, we are going to understand that Jesus has all power and therefore deserves our praise. We need to acknowledge that Jesus works in people to help others and rejoice in the healing power of Jesus. We are living in a day and time where it is popular to give back. That means helping others. But it's nothing new. Jesus required that we do just that, help others. The characters of this scripture includes two men of God seeking to pray together at the temple. As they enter, they encounter a lame man lying by the gate called Beautiful. He became a beggar with his neighbor's help, because they carried him to a special spot by the gate. This story outlines some of the necessary steps that God often uses to transform us from being helpless beggars to joy-filled worshipers. Key point: alms, giving charity, donations that include money, food, clothing, or other items. Beautiful. This was the temple's gate. This gate was known for its exquisite beauty and design. It was made of Corinthian bronze and was located probably by the entrance to the courts of women. The background scripture of this, the book of Acts records certain phases of the progress of Christianity for some 30 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. Today's lesson is taken from the first division of Acts about the formation and development of the Church of Jerusalem. It is apparent that the book of Luke and Acts share the same author. The latest event recorded in Acts was Paul's spending 2 years under house arrest in Rome. Acts chapter 3 uses the symbolism of a beggar's method to show us the joy available when we trust what God has already equipped us with, Matthew 6 and 8. We must know that one in this story had any money. He had no money. Peter and John had a little spiritual gift, and the lame man had a condition. God uses this encounter to bring about wonder and amazement among those who are witnesses. When was the last time you allowed God to use your difficult circumstances to bring about wonder and amusement to those watching your public suffering? When was the last time that you walked, leaped, and praised God publicly for the things that God's Spirit accomplished in your life? We become like beggars when we ask God and others for wrong things. We often make the mistake of evaluating our needs based upon our past failures and doubts, instead of the many victories God has wrought in our lives. We commonly refuse to ask God for what we really need because it's too big, rather than trusting all earthly accomplishments are a small thing in God's sight. That's Genesis 1 and 1. The text gives a great example of one asking of men of God, but not seeking the things of God. It further shows an example of one who sees the men of God, but must be instructed to look. The lame man's friend had resolved that his best opportunity for blessing was to lie at the gate and rely on the temple goer's generosity. However, this only demonstrates our attempt to fix our problems without finding God's solution. Peter and John walked together in the temple to pray during the ninth hour, about 3 p.m. The temple was located on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem and was built by exiles returning from Babylon. Peter and John are going to pray and will also participate in a miracle of healing. Both men had to experience much as disciples of Jesus. They were both selected to be his disciples and were part of his inner circle or top three men, Peter, James, and John. They were there for each other during their difficult, rewarding, and challenging faith walk and share their faith and willingness to follow Christ. In addition, to live the life of a doer of the Word of God. Peter and John point us to the great truth that when we pray together, great things are bound to happen. Men and women of faith praying together in the body of Christ is powerful. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the counsel of his friends. Proverbs 27 and 27. Intentionally, the focus is on the disciples' prayerfully method for personal and spiritual empowerment through ministry. Jesus' disciples only made one request of him. Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Luke 11 and 1. Prayer is an important tool in our arsenal to defeat the devil. So as Peter and John entered the temple, a lame man was begging for alms. This man could not walk and from birth had depended on others to meet many of his everyday needs. Begging was a common experience during that time for people that were unable to work. Caring for those in need was expected and required by God. The Jewish communities expected others to provide for the needs of those who were in need or had to beg. Jesus emphasizes caring and compassion in our communities and beyond in the story of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10, 25 through 36. The Beautiful Gate was very popular, and it was actually known for its design. It was made of Corinthian bronze, the most expensive material, and its size was larger than any other gates. So this was a very gorgeous-looking gate. The Jewish historians described a gate which separate the inner courts from the outer courts of the Gentiles on the east at the state as the great excel those that was only covered only with silver and gold. This gate was about 75 feet high, and it had huge double doors that would have been opened wide at this hour to accommodate the flow of traffic. This is where the beggar would gather and ask for alms. As people entered into the temple, the beggar had no idea what was going to happen for him that day. And that's how it is with our lives. We try to fix our problems the best way we know how, but God has a ram in the bush. We often attempt to fix our problems without finding God's real solution, and we fail miserably. God has our physical circumstances under control. He's just waiting for us to trust him. God can manipulate all physical circumstances to his greater glory. We can also praise our way out of our circumstances, out of our problems, if we just believe God. Our physical conditions is not always our calling to contentment or acceptance. It could be a beseeching or imploring by God to push us to better, because we are people of faith. When the storms of our lives are bellowing and raging all around us, we ought to at least seek the solution of God amid all circumstances. Praise God is honoring him for the things he has done. This is what it means to praise God. Christians often speak of praising God, and the Bible commands all living creatures to praise the Lord. Psalms 150 and 6, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. One Hebrew word for praise is yada, meaning praise. Give thanks or confess. A second word often translate praise in the Old Testament is zamar, sing praise. A third word translated praise is hala, the root of hallelujah, meaning to praise, honor, or command. All three terms contains the idea of giving thanks and honor to one who is worthy of the praise. The book of Psalms is a collection of songs filled with praises to God. Among them is Psalms 9, which says, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. That's verse 2. Psalms 18 and 3 says, God is worthy of praise. Psalms 21:13 praises God both for who he is and for his great power. Be exalted in your strength, Lord. We will sing and praise your might. Psalm 150 uses the term praise 13 times in 6 verses. First verse provides the where of praise, everywhere. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. The next verse teaches why to praise the Lord. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Verse 3 through 6 notes how to praise the Lord. With a variety of instruments, dance, and everything that has breath, every means we have to make sound is to be used to praise the Lord. In the New Testament, there are examples of praise given to Jesus. Matthew 21:16 refers to those who praised Jesus as he rose on a donkey into Jerusalem. Matthew 8:2 notes a leper who bowed before Jesus. In Matthew 28:17, the disciple of Jesus was said to worship him after his resurrection. Jesus accepted praises as God. The early church often shared in times of praise. For example, the first church in Jerusalem included a focus on worship. Acts 2:42-43. The church leaders at Antioch prayed, worshiped, and fast during the time of Paul and Barnabas were called into the missionary work. That's Acts 13:1-5. Many of Paul's letters included extended sections of praise to the Lord. 1 Timothy 3:14-16, Philippians 1:3-11. At the end of time, all of God's people will join in eternal praises of God. No longer would there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his servants will worship him, Revelation 22:3. With the curse of sin removed, those who are with the Lord will forever praise the King of Kings in perfection. It has been said that our worship of God on earth is simply preparation for the celebration of praise that will take place in eternity with the Lord. In conclusion, Peter tells the man that silver and gold have I none, but such as I have to give thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The begging man was healed. All he had to do was to stand up in a new life of walking, jumping, working, and so much more opened up to him. His healing happened because Peter healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name had the power and he was the willing vessel. What a blessing when we are open to Jesus. Jesus has power operating in our lives, for others, and ourselves. The Bible tells us to bless the Lord at all times, and the praises are commonly among his saints. We are to praise the living God for the things that he has done for us. Last week we talked about worship, and on this week, praise. God is worthy of all the glory and the entire honor. Psalms 52:9 states, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. We praise God for the things that he has done. Let's make praising God our activity continuously. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we humbly come before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for any sins that we have committed, any unknown sins, God, any sins that we willfully done, God. And then, God, we thank you. We thank you for who you are, God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, God, because you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Prince of peace. You are the everlasting Father, and we thank you on today. Lord God, we know that you inhabit the praises of your people. So we lift up our hearts and we lift up our voices to offer praises to your name. Jesus, there's none like you. You are worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises. And we can't thank you enough because you keep doing great things for us, God. Lord God, we ask you to look on Dr. Carey, Lord God. We'd ask you to look on the bereaved family, Lord God. We ask you to give them safe travels, God. Give them traveling mercies, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to look on your people everywhere, God. Look on the bishops, Lord God, our pastors, Lord God, our church homes, Lord God. Look on Mother Sterling, Lord God. You know all about her, Lord God. You made her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. And we ask you to look on her, Lord God. Look on my pastor, Lord God, Byron Gibbs, God. Bless him, Lord God. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord God, we ask you to look on all your people, God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you again, God, because you are worthy, God. We can't even thank you or praise you enough, God. But, Lord God, because if you don't do anything else, you've done enough, God. Lord God, you hung, bled, and died, God. But most importantly, Lord, you rose, God. If you hadn't rose for us, Lord God, we don't know where we would be, and we thank you on today, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you just to be in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.